Hello, my friend. It's good to take a little time with each other right now. Now at the beginning of Advent, the sun rose here at the mountain in a most spectacular way for this time of year. Sky was totally clear, and the line between the hillside and the top of it, the trees, and the sky above anticipated the sun with just a thin line of yellow glow that grew to a red, and then the sun emerged. You may have been able to watch this morning and or another morning where you are, or occasionally go somewhere where you can pause and take some time and experience light coming into the world, light coming into your day, light right now possibly coming into our heart, your heart and my heart, as we take a few moments in meditation. Greg and I continually want to, as the whole mountain community does, bring you into the experience of the light and happiness and peace of God. But at the same time, we know this has been a world full of strain, probably from its beginning, but certainly recently, with the pandemic, with political strife in our own country that seems not to have ended, and turmoil in many other countries. We could barely begin to list some of it, and yet we feel it, and we also become somewhat listless from it. We can feel helpless or unable to respond. Today's gospel for this first Sunday of Advent doesn't seem to make it any easier when Jesus said to his apostles, "Be watchful, be alert. You do not know when the time will come." What a way to begin a season in the church year, especially Advent as we approach Christmas. Unless you and I might hear it this way. Be watchful. Be alert. You do not know the time. You do not know the time. When the time will come. When Christ will come into your heart. It might be this time. It might be this moment. It might be shortly after you've faded away from whatever I'm sharing, or Greg and I are trying to make available to you, or the reading you were just doing, and you thought you'd turn to a podcast, or your time in the car, and you turned down the radio because this isn't going exactly where you thought it might. Are the twists and turns of our lives, and we're once again called in one way or another to be watchful and alert, which is to say to be in the moment, to be here, to watch the sunrise, even in the middle of bleakness and sadness. We might say only fools say that, or someone who's trying to make us feel better. Rather, the truth of it is that it's precisely there and then and now that God emerges fresh again from the difficulties of our lives, the illness that we have, and comes as hope for our hearts. Light for the life of the world. People who dwelt in darkness sought a great light, we hear in Isaiah, that leans us into this Advent season, because there is a seeking in our hearts. If we don't become listless, we have a long list of things that need this light. And as we lean or receive or open up to this light, it's here. And that's part of our watchfulness. Being alert and watchful could almost begin with the presumption that what we're longing for isn't and isn't here. But you and I begin with the historical reality and the faithful truth that the one we long and wait for is here, has come to us, and longs to come again. this eternal coming and ongoing coming and the arrival of Jesus. And the second coming emerges in a way in which our logic can't grasp it, but our heart can hold the truth. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The Christ who is all these things, the sun setting in our life, the loss of loved ones recently, the illness that is protracted, the shadows and shades and evening times, the exhausting mornings when we wake into another difficult day, or along with that, the sun rising on a hill across the way here, and promising what's happening right now, the hillside drenched, the fields below me filled, the bird feeder not only filled with seed and birds, but the brightness of this light. It's manifest in many ways, but again, as we often do here, and as Greg and I are encouraging you today to pause, to open not only our hearts, our consciousness, ourselves, our sense of things, to be quiet, to be still, and know that the God that we're waiting for, anticipating, has already somehow been born for us and is being born again in this moment. My sisters and brothers, I welcome you into your day as you may be there already, later in it or beginning it. We might let this be a new beginning now. Each moment can be, and it has been my practice in the past to step off again if I'm walking somewhere, particularly if I'm on my own and not breaking stride with other people, to stop and then step and consider with each step, Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus. And after a while, our day has more light, and Christ is the center of our consciousness, and we wake from the quiet we're in right now to not only face a new beginning, but to be a part of the beginning of the new. My friends, may we, through this season, find our own practice each day to even take 2 minutes to pause, to experience, to be alert, to be watchful, to be still, and know that I am God. Be still, and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be. A most blessed Advent season to you. Continue to be open to the light that is yours this day.